Okay, so we're up to Simon Tov. Simon Tov, Misha Yashav Le Badech Lanuch V'lo Yada Imhu Betchum Imlam. A person is traveling on the road and he wakes up and lo and behold, here I am, it's Shabbos. Right, you're traveling in the car, they learn halach, they have to really, when they learn those halachas. What happens when you're traveling Erev Shabbos and you get stuck in traffic, what do? There's someone put, I know from Chaim Volin put out a very nice guide. It's a little contrast. All in detail what to do when you're traveling Erev Shabbos and you get stuck in traffic or in a snowstorm. Basically the law is keep on driving.
Late year, a Russian driver was taking them. They were driving on
Shabbos.
Snowstorm.
Yeah. Especially in the snowstorm. Keep on driving. Just keep on going.
Really?
Pretty much. Yeah.
The same thing like a carry
gun. What do you do when you get to your resting place? How do you get off the bus? What do you do?
So you have to read this book. His name is Daniel Epstein. Rabbi Daniel Epstein. They sell in all the farm stores. It's a guide. What to do when it's good to have it in the car. You keep it in the car. Right. Someone put out recently another book. You keep it in the glove compartment. What to do when you're traveling on the road and it's Erev Shabbos and you get stuck in a snowstorm or rainstorm or... Okay, there are many, many halachas and all of these things have been figured out. Unfortunately, when it happens, most people don't know what to do. So, you know, Well, today they have cell phones, so you call ahead to your Rav, and hopefully your Rav knows what to do.
Same thing with an organization in New Jersey, a toll-free number to call if you get stuck.
Right, so today, Baruch Hashem, on the way to Lakewood, today it happens. People will come back on Friday, early Shabbos, on the way back work in Lakewood, so it happens often enough that they've set up a system what to do. They have goyim, they pay them, it's like a gemach, like a hatzolah type of service. Okay, but years ago it was much more complicated. Let's go further ahead. What?
You walk with something in your pocket, you
have to just keep going. Oh, if you walk, you know, we discussed it, right? So you should put on a fire hydrant, ideally. Your wallet, then it's expensive, so there are different ways to do it. Let's leave the halacha. A person who's traveling on the road. He's walking and he's planning on entering a city. And he has to take a rest. It's late Friday afternoon, it's late, he does not know where the city is. You know, you can now you're dealing over here pre-GPS, pre-signs. You don't know where you are. All you know is the road that says keep on going straight. You want to come to Hicksville? Just keep on going. And you do not know, and it's Friday late afternoon, you need to take a rest, so you sit down and take a rest, and then by the time you get up, it's already Shabbos. Page 534. Simen Tov. V'yasha baderech lanuach v'chosh lo to get stark v'lo yada shu b'tchum and you do not know shu b'tchum u'ir and you rest and then when you get up when you wake up when now it's Shabbos so you really don't know how far you are from the city. So as far as you're concerned, it's okay. I'm a camper. I can handle it. I'll camp out here over Shabbos. Okay, let's say this is a person before it was like Friday, late Friday afternoon, he realized he's not going to make it into the city. So he sets up a little tent. No problem. I'll stay here the whole. I have my little grape juice, my bulkalach. I'll have my meal here. I'll stay. I'll camp out here for the whole Shabbos. And what's the law? When you camp out in the middle of nowhere for Shabbos, you have a tchum of 2,000 amos in all four directions, right? I'm camping out over here. I have a tchum. I have my little tent. It's dalet amos, and I have 2,000 amos forward, backwards, all four ways. No problem. And then let's say it's Friday night. Let's say it's Friday Shabbos morning, and guy starts walking by you, and he says, "What are you doing camping out over here? The city is just 1,000 amos ahead. We have there everything. We have hot shalant, and we have a shul. We have two shuls. You cannot go to the other shul. Choice of rabbis, a choice of different minyanim, hashkan minyan, a lay minyan." Kiddush Club, we have all the amenities of life. So, what are you camping out of here in this little tent with some gefilte fish? Come on into the town. Wow, I didn't know. I did not know when I camped out that the town is only 1,000 amos ahead. Wonderful. And that's really where I wanted to spend my Shabbos. I just didn't know because I know my GPS is not working. Batteries ran out. So, here's the dilemma. The dilemma is, what is this person's tchum? Because If the person was, let's say the person made it, lu yitzui, let's say the person, he made it, he arrived into the city before Shabbos began. The city is his shrisa. Where is his tchum? The tchum would be 2,000 amos in all four directions from the city, which means that where he is right now is already 1,000 amos out of the city, and he would only be allowed to walk 1,000 amos more in the direction which he came from. And furthermore, he'll be able to walk from the city itself 2,000 amos ahead. So that means that where he's standing right now, if the tchum would have been the city itself, where he's standing right now, he'll be able to walk 1,000 amos into the city plus another 2,000 amos forward. And the limitation would be he only can walk 1,000 amos backwards. But that's not what happened when Shabbos. When Shabbos began, he was not in the city. When Shabbos began, he was 1,000 amos outside the city. He did not even know where the city is because he couldn't see due to whatever the situation was. He couldn't see the city. So the Gemara, so the Chiddush over here is, here's the very big Chiddush. Since your Kavana was to go into the city, and had you known the city was there, you would clearly would have gone there, and indeed you'd made it. You didn't make it into the Tchum of the city. You were within range. You were already within 1,000 amos from the city. So the Halacha considers you to be in the city itself. And therefore you have a Chumrah and a Kula. The Kula is you can walk 2,000 amos forward from the city, but the Chumrah is, since you're really part of the Tchum of the city, you only can walk backwards 1,000 amos. Because we... Let's say you like the scenery, you want to go for a walk, you, whatever reason, you forgot something back there, whatever. What? So that you want both, you want the best of both worlds. You want to go in, but you also want to go back another 1,000 amos. So the rule is, since you wanted to make it into the city, and you did make it, even though you did not know, you were within range, we consider you to have rested in the city itself, and you memela get the tchum of the city, bo bein lukula, bein lukhum. That's what it says over here. Let's read the words when we talk from the very beginning. Mishay bo baderech, lekanes liya, v'yasha baderech lenuchi, he sat down on the road to rest, v'chosh cholo, and then it got dark, v'lo yada, you did not know, shehu b'tchum, ha'ir, you did not know that you are within the tchum of the city, v'achkach motzatzmai b'tchum, and now you realize, look at that, Shabbos arrived, and now someone's going for a walk, and he tells you, you know, that it's only 1,000 amos ahead. Kana shvisa b'ir. It's as if you're kind of shvisa in the city. V'nichnas l'secha b'shabbos. You can enter it, and now mahalach es kula v'chutzula, and you can walk the entire city up and down because of the, once you're in the city, so the city that's another kula. A signal, no matter how big a city is, if there are walls around the city, the whole city is considered to be one big dalet amos. No matter how big the city is, and the tchum first begins from the perimeter of the city. Let's assume some Mishnah will clarify your answer.
Mine is a hybrid question.
Yeah.
There's wall. Let's say he's not within the tchum of the city where he is, but let's say he's 50 amas short.
No, good.
And his machshava was to go into the city.
Okay.
The guy comes out from the city. He's within his tchum. He goes mamash up to 2,000. And he sees him and he shouts out.
Yeah, doesn't matter. You make it. You have to be within range. You yourself must be within 2,000 amos. If you're not within 2,000 amos, then to talk about.
Even though from his shvisa, he will then be within the tchum of the city.
No, not within. That's not enough to be within the tchum of the city. You have to be within the city itself. Your tchum, when you come and rest and before Shabbos begins, you must be literally within 2,000 amos of the city, not within 2,000 amos of the tchum of the city. Look at this Mishnah to clarify. It's very simple Mishnah Berurah. Look at base. Mishnah Berurah base. Kana shvisa b'ir. V'kevan shemitchilo haya b'dayt v'kanosa. Since your intent was to go rest in the city, v'ilu haya yodeh asher yibetoch tchum asher lo haya chafetz liknat shvisa ela im b'nei o'ir. If had you known that you're only within 1,000 amos, you're within range, you would gladly have acquired shvisa. Ulechein gamata now. Harehu ke'echa m'bnei o'ir. L'halech eskula v'liyos l'apayim l'chol ruach. We consider you to be as part of the city. Now here's the chidsh. Umi kol maka, you have to make sure you understand this point. Yesh b'zeh chumra gamke. Since your intent wants to be part of the city, so there's going to be a chumra. What's the chumra? Shu mafsid. You're going to lose the ability to go backwards 2,000 amas. Since you're within the tchum of the city, so you get to the tchum of the city. And if you're already 1,000 amas out, you're only have in most another $1,000 backwards. Who mavsid mitzad zeh b'mokayim shu yoshav she'ein lo mishum shil payim kevon shenichshav keechav b'nei ho'ir v'nir pasha the kol zened k'sheroitza achshav lelach le'ir lutoy vasa hekilu lav. And this is going to be explicit in the Mechaber. The Mishnah is putting out what it says in the Mechaber in a few moments. Avlam roitza lishor b'mokayim shakon shlisa reshus b'yado. Let's say the person, I don't want to be part of the city. And it's Pasht, the Mechaber says in a few moments. I do not, you're traveling, and in the back of your mind you realize, you know what, I might be within 1,000 amas. Or let's say even you know for a fact you're traveling, and you know, you see the city 1,000 amas. But you don't care. I do not want to be part of the city. I want to be where I am now. And my tchum will be 2,000 amos. The center point will be here, not the city. You have a right to do so, of course. This halacha that we're considering you to be part of the city was done for your benefit, because you wanted to be part of the city. But if you don't want to be part of the city, so it's not a benefit. So of course, you will not be part of the city. Your tchum will be established where you are now. That will be your center point.
Is he better off doing it this way?
Depends for what? Depends what his intent was.
If he's only 1,000 amos out of that city, so now he still has his Malkum Shvisa out in the forest.
Yeah.
He can go.
But let's see, the Mechaber tells the limitation. Look at the limitation. You'll see the limitation in a moment. You can't go in, even in the city itself, you can't go more than 2,000 amos. If you're a kind of Shvisa here out in the field, 1,000 amos.
1,000 amos.
So you can go 1,000 amos into the city,
right,
and then another 1,000 amos, and that's it.
That's right.
That's it.
Yeah.
But let's say the city is 5,000 amos. Let's say the city itself is 5,000 amos. You only can go into the city up until Avenue J. You can't go out to Avenue L.
Because the
whole city is only called Dalet Amos. That's the Chiddush only when you kind of shvitz in the city itself. When you kind of shvitz outside the city, then your tchum stops in the city itself. It's a very Chiddush. Let's see. It's a very Chiddush. Aval im lohoy, back to the Mechaber. It's four lines from the bottom. Aval im lohoy, you die to the kindness to Medina Zo. It is not your intent to come into this Medina, into this city. From where you are kind of shvitza out in the field, yesh lo al paim amal chol ruach, v'im kolim al paim amal mimukoyim shvitza say b'chatzi ho'ir. Let's say your 2,000 amas ends in the middle of the city. Like, let's say you have a city which goes from Avenue A to Avenue Z, and your shvitza comes to end, let's say, at Avenue J. That's it. You can't go more than Avenue J. You're stuck there. Einoy mahalech b'ir yosem mechetzia. Hagod, let's see the Mishabu, hey, or you say, Mishabu b'chatzi, or aval, im kolim. What you're thinking about, the whole city is called Dalet Amos. But Axelrod is what it says here in the Mishnah Berurah. Aval im kolim al paim b'soif. But if y'all paim end, let's say 5 amos, the whole city is only, let's say, 990 amos. So let's say you are 1,000 amos outside the city, and once you get to 1,000 amos, you come to the city, and the whole city from end to end is only 990 amos. So where does your tchum really end? Your tchum theoretically would end 10 amos outside the other city, outside the city. So your tchum surpasses the entire length of the city. In that instance only, since your tchum overpasses the city, we consider the entire city only to be Dalet Amos. So then you have 1,000 amos to get to the city. 4 amos, the whole city, no matter how, the whole city will be considered only to be Dalet Amos. So that's 990 amos are reduced to 4 amos. And then you have now an additional 996 amos. That's what it says in the Mishnah Berurah. Hey, Avalim kolim al payim besoifo ir. Then we have a new leniency. Kolo ir ein mechshav loy ella ke arba amos. Mahalakam chutz liir at hashem midas al payim mekom shivusosa. Kmoshes bar besimin tovches. That's a very important chiddush. That's a very important. This is a rule when it comes to tchum. If you are Koine Shmisa outside the city and you have Kavana, this is where I want to be Koine Shmisa, and your Tchum ends in the middle of a city, that's it. You can't travel the whole city. Oh, but don't we have a halacha that the entire city is called Dalet Amos? That's true in one of two situations. Either you're Koine Shmisa in the city itself, and the whole city, no matter how big it is, is called Dalet Amos, or if your Tchum surpasses the entire length of the city, then we will reduce the city to a Dalet Amos. But and then you can continue to carry the remainder of what your tchum would be. But where your tchum ends, in the middle of the city, that's where you have to stop. Let's see the Hagah. Yeah. Even when there are, it doesn't make a difference. Even when there are four walls, it doesn't make a difference. So you only need four walls to carry. There are two to carry. We're not dealing with carry, we're dealing with walking. I'm sorry. I didn't say the correct word. I'm sorry, right? We're dealing here with walking. We're not dealing with the issue of carrying, 100%. Hagah. That's what Mishnebura before said. Mishnebura said that even if your kavana was, I really want to go. That's why I'm traveling. I am traveling. My destination is the city, but now it's Erev Shabbos, and I decide I don't want to be koine shlisa. Even though that is my destination, I do not want to be koine shlisa. Instead, I want to be koine shlisa here. That's fine. So of course you're going to be koine shlisa here. From the words of the Machab, you might be misled to think that if your destination is the city, then it's too bad, automatically part of the city when you're within range. No, not necessarily so. It may be true that your destination is the city, but if you bedafka want to be kohen shlisa outside the city, you have the right to do so, and then the rules that we've just learned will apply. So let's go to the next simin. It's tough. Aleph, mi sheyoshein baderech v'choshkul koni alpayim amal l'chol ruach b'yitz vechad, mi sheyoshein baderech. A person fell asleep. So if you fall asleep, and now when you're sleeping during the entire period of Ben HaShemosha, so when does the Erev kick in? It kicks in Ben HaShemoshas. The Chashkolo, Kona Shvisa, B'mukaymo, so you Kona Shvisa, wherever you're sleeping, you don't need Kavana, you do not need to be awake at the time of Ben HaShemosha in order for the Shvit to be Kona. The Yesh HaPanam L'chol Ruach, period. The Dafka, Ba'adam, Yishom, the Hoyel, V'im Hoyen Neyer, Hoyen Kona. Only when it comes to a human being, that you Kona Shvisa, you Kona Shvisa, even if you're in a state of of sleep, so your das is not there. It doesn't matter. It's the amigo. Why the hoil? The im hoyene. If you would be awake, hoye koine yoshinamikone. What is the mechaber coming to allude to? He's coming to contrast this with an object, with objects. Objects do not have das. They do not have intellect. So they do not acquire shvisa. They do not acquire a shvisa. There's no tchum. So they become the property. They automatically get the tchum of whoever picks them up on Shabbos. The avul cheftzei hefker einam koinim shvisa. They do not acquire shvisa. Behem keragle soichem b'chem b'tchila. Whoever picks them up and acquires them first, those objects gain the same tchum as the one who picks them up. You can take these objects to the same place where you can bring them. In other words, let's say we have an object in the middle of a field, and there are different people that are in this neighborhood. Everyone has made for themselves a separate tchum. And for one person, this object is on the marker of Amo 1999. So for this one, this person on the left, he can only walk one more Amo past the object in that direction, because he was going to shvisa 1,999 amos to the left, and now he's walking to the right and he finds this object and he picks it up. He's kind of the object from hefker. How much further can he walk with this object? Only one amma further to the right. Only one more amma, but he can take it almost 4,000 amos to the left. Now let's say he acquires it, it's my property, and he happens to meet his friend standing right here, and his friend has a different tchum, and his friend says, oh, can I borrow it please? You've acquired this. Let's say it's Yom Tov, so we're not taking care of carrying. Could I please borrow this? I want to take it home and show it to someone at home. I want to show it to someone. I want to take it with me back 500 amos in the other direction. No. because since you have acquired it, this object now has attained your tum. You're only allowed to take it from your amma to the right. You can take it back to your center point, 1,999 ammas, and then you can take it to the left of the 2,000 ammas. But this object may not go more than one amma because it has now gained your shvisa, your tum on Shabbos, because you are the one who has acquired it. If you want to hand it over to someone else who has a different tum, which is going to leave your boundary, it is forbidden. It may not leave that tum. So what is the Mechaber really asking? Just like we have this concept when it comes to objects, they have no intellect, they have no shvisa, and finders keepers, they first get a shvisa on Shabbos itself. So why don't we say that a human being also that's sleeping, a person that's sleeping has no das. There is no intellect. So he should not be kind of shvisa. Let's say someone's traveling on the road. Let's say someone's in a wagon. Let's say he's in a car, or he's traveling on a train, or on a plane, whatever the case is. A plane is above 10 tefachim, a plane. Even a car, you have a whole shayla, could be above 10 tefachim. How do you do the wheels? You're connected, not connected to the ground. So even if you're in a car, you 10 tefachim above the ground in a car? Probably not. Unless you're in a SUV, maybe those a little bit higher. I don't know, vans.
10
tefachim. What? How high? It's not that high, 10 tefachim. It's not that high. If you're in a bus, are you in a, when you're sitting on a bus, the shayla is, but the bus itself is connected to the ground. I don't know the modern halacha how it works. Okay, but the point though is, let's say a person is traveling. A person is traveling in a wagon, so he's definitely below 10 tefachim. So when Shabbos begins, if he's awake, there's no question. If he's awake, he's kind of shvitzer wherever he is. That's where he is, so that's where his tekum will be. But he was sleeping. The whole Friday afternoon, Friday evening, he was asleep. He was fast asleep. And then when he wakes up, he's now in a whole new place. So we should say, since you had no das when Shabbos began, you're no different than an object. An object does not have a tchum, and the object first gets the tchum when it's acquired by someone on Shabbos. So now when you come to your senses, when you wake up, and you gain your consciousness, that's when you're going to be kind of shvisa. And from that point, then you can walk more than 2,000 amas. That's exactly what the Mechaber wants to reject. Don't compare human beings that are sleeping to objects. Objects have no intellect, there's no potential. No potential, they never get shvisa until they're acquired for the very first time on Shabbos. Human beings have intellect. Now that you're sleeping, it's dormant. But there's potential, so it's good enough. Okay, back to the Mechaber, let's finish up. Avo Chetzei, okay, try to finish up very quickly, this list. Okay, no, we're not going to really have time, so I'll just do one more, just turn the page. Avo Chetzei, what about objects of a non-Jew? Every guy is a shtickle Jew. Every guy, his property, the property of a guy, so it's chiddush. A guy is not chayv in Shabbos. A guy is not chayv in anything, but yet the property of a Jew acquires shvisa. So wherever the guy is kind of shvisa on Shabbos, wherever he plans to be on Shabbos, that he has a tchum. You have to draw around his property, his possessions, a box of 4,000 amos, and a Jew is not allowed to take the property of a guy outside the guy's property's tchum. Incredible chiddush. Avol chefsei av the guy in Yehudi koinin shvisa b'mukayma. If the guy rested here and you're over here, and the property of the guy is not allowed to go more than 2,000 amas, you cannot take it with you to a place where that object of the guy. Now, why? This is a very hard sell. Why is that so? A guy, what kind of shaykh is the guy to carry to a gezerah? Koinin shvisa b'mukayma. Avni shabaleim la b'nei shvisa. Even though their owners, the goyim, they're not b'nei shvisa. Because people get confused. Once we're going to make exceptions, but one person, I don't own it. I have all these conditions. That's not my property. This belongs to the guy. So you can start moving around and doing things that you otherwise cannot do. People, oh, you do this, I'll do this. And you're not going to realize this, that's mutter. Let's say the guy travels on Shabbos more than 2,000 amos. The guy picks up his property, he goes outside the tchum, and he brings it. So what is the law? When you take an object outside the tchum, what's the law? The object may not be moved more than dalid amos. If you take an object outside and you bring it into the city, you may not. They might say, "No, I didn't do the chutz within the ear." Yachol tata bekula shekula ka'ab amos. So when it comes to a city, that's an exception. That's an exception that the city is going to be considered. In fact, that was involved. Mishnah Berurah involved. If the guy takes the object from outside its tchum, more than 2,000 amos, and arrives in a city, and the city has a wall, it's okay. Why? Because the entire city, in this case only, will be considered dalet amos. Mishnah Berurah. Perish the min hadin chafotzim shoytzion chutz l'tchum asum l'tatl rak ba'arba amos. Nikar hadin. If you take an object outside the tchum, it can only move for amos. Mikol makom, the ear zo shimu kefes mechitzos muter letaltel bekula dinechsheves kula ki arba amos. In this instance, Chazal will make when we consider the entire city to be dalet amos. Back to the mechaber uvad shetehei mukefes ledira. Provide, of course, that the city is a city that's a real city. This goes back to general halacha. You just need to have a real city, which means that the walls were put up after people lived in the city. Ustam ayaros mukefes ledira. Stam cities are called mukefes ledira. Shabayim brought them tchilu. First you build the houses. The achakach makivna. So then you put up the walls. Avul stam lived tzarim fortresses. That's not the case. Ainam mukefes ledira. That's not called. It's not considered to be a wall. It's not considered to be dalet amos because the walls were not meant for dira. Period. Haga ulechein yesh. Therefore, you have to be very careful. Following halacha, if a Jew lends his clothing, his objects to a goy, to an Yehudi, the achzim b'Shabbos, and that means you lent the object before Shabbos. Last week, 2 weeks ago, a month ago, you gave your garment, you gave him your jacket to a goy, and the goy lives in a different city. The guy lives in a different location, and now the guy drives in on Shabbos and he returns your jacket. So the jacket now has come outside the tchum, and he gives you your jacket, and you want to wear your jacket to shul. I'm going in this city with the city. This is what the Mishnah Berurah says. We're going to the city now. In this example, we're dealing over here. We're dealing in a city that does not have a wall. Okay, so there's no concept of dalet amos. There's no concept that the entire city is going to be considered one big dalet amos. The city that you live in does not have a wall. So anything which comes outside of the tchum can only be carried not more than dalet amos. Last week, a month ago, you lent the guy your jacket, your Shabbos jacket. You lent him your talis. And now it's Shabbos. Okay, and you lent him your jacket. And now it's a month later. And the guy lives 10 miles away, much past the tchum. It's Shabbos. All of a sudden you see a car drive up. It's the guy. The guy says to the Jew, here, I'm returning your jacket. The Jew says, wonderful, I need a jacket. I have to go to shul. I need my Shabbos jacket to go to shul. I'm going in a place where you live. There is no wall around the city. No, not this jacket cannot be carried more than it came from outside the tchum. Now, it's not an issue of carrying. That's the initial point. It's not an issue of carrying because when you wear a jacket, when you're wearing something, lavush, that's not carrying. But I want to take it out and wear it more than dalet amos. It came outside the tchum. Oh, it came outside the tchum. Since you lent it to the guy, it was under his authority, under his jurisdiction, and Mela gets his tchum. Now when he takes it outside the tchum, it cannot travel more than dalet amos. Cannot travel more than dalet amos. You not even wear it to the Beis HaKnesses. Look at that. A long time ago, v'achziran b'Shabbes shelo yilataltel on chutz mi'arba amos in einu ir mukuf mechitza she'akelim ocharei akelim kanu shlitza eitzel o'en Yehudi. Look at the Mishnah very quickly. Shelo yilataltel on haynu b'malbushim. Even if it's clothing, you're not mamish carrying because Shabbos. Anyway, you can't carry. The b'shar kelim lavoch yostataltel b'Shabbes chutz mi'arba amos kelim she'en eiv. But of course, in the situation where you have an issue of carrying, where you're allowed to carry, over yom tov. When there's no prohibition of carrying, then mishkachas, you have the same exact scenario. Even if it's not a garment, you're not allowed to carry it more than dalet amos. Okay, so we'll stop here with Simon Tovia.
Does this have relevance to Shaila about newspapers and
the
Jewish people mail?
Yes, but only out of town, not in New York City. Because in New York City, you don't really have a Shaila of Kuflet Chum. It's all the time.
And then they brought it in, and they delivered it to you,
Shabbos Kursa,
and it came from outside the
tomb. Yeah. Are there such
holocaust
cases? Yeah.
Rabbi Shulman, he gave a drush on this. He said he doesn't take in the newspaper or the mail because it was delivered specifically for him. He doesn't.
By a Jew. Possibly by another Jew. We don't know who works in the post office. It's a chumrah. It's a chumrah. Right. But he said that it was printed. He said that it came past the chumrah. Newspaper was printed.
Some magazines certainly may be printed elsewhere.
But it's not delivered so quickly. It's not printed on...
Yes, it is.
All right, okay.
Friday night. Where does the New York Times...
3 o'clock in the morning. It's printed 3 o'clock in the morning.
Shabbos.